Good evening. This public hearing of the Zoning Board of Appeals of the Town of Orchard Park is called to order at 7 p.m. on this 18th day of March 2025. Per Section 144-63(e)(1), all public notices have been filed. Please join us in the pledge of the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Welcome, and let me take this opportunity to introduce the members of the board. Our code enforcement officer, John Whitman. Our town attorney, John Bailey, and on my left, Mike Williams, who's an alternate board member who will be voting this evening in place of Lauren Kayser Frodo. Kim Bowers, to my right, Rob Lenars, Dwight Mateer, and I'm the acting chair, Bob Metz, and our recording secretary, Anna Warren Zizzi. If anyone appearing before this board is related through family, financial, or business relationship with any member of this board, it is incumbent upon him to make it known under the state law and code of ethics. There are no minutes from the last meeting, so we will dispense with that portion of the program. All persons making an appeal before the board will be heard in accordance with the town's laws of the state of New York. Article 16, Sections 267, 279, and 288, Subdivision 3, and the Town of Orchard Park Zoning Ordinance. Any person aggrieved by any decision of the Board of Appeals may present to a court of record a petition, duly verified, setting forth that such decision is illegal, specifying the grounds of the illegality. Such petition must be presented to the court within 30 days after filing the decision in the office of the town clerk. Will the secretary please read the affidavit of publication and posting of the legal notice for this evening's meeting?
Notice is hereby given that the Zoning Board of Appeals of the Town of Orchard Park, New York, will hold a public hearing on Tuesday, the 18th of March, 2025 at 7 p.m. in the Orchard Park Community Activity Center, 4520 California Road in said town in the matter of the following appeals.
Let the record show that site inspections for tonight's cases were made by Mike.
Yes.
Kim.
Yes.
Bob.
Here.
Dwight.
Yes.
And the chair as well. At tonight's meeting, I need to point out that it will require three votes to approve any motion that is presented. As a point of information, we will be following the following procedures at this evening's meeting. The petitioner will be asked to come forward and sign in and then present their case without interruption. Board members will be allowed to question the petitioner. We will allow anyone from the floor the opportunity to speak for or against the request. There will be a 3-minute limit enforced by our attorney, John Bailey. We will verify if there are any outside communications related to the case. Board members will have the opportunity to discuss the request. A board member will motion for the granting or denial of the petitioner's request. At tonight's meeting, once again, Mike Williams, the alternate, will be voting in lieu of Mrs. Kayser Rogo. If the petitioner's request is granted, it is not necessary for the petitioner to remain in attendance for the duration of the meeting. Those individuals should contact the code enforcement officer to complete the appropriate paperwork. Will the secretary please read the first item of business on the agenda?
File number 925, Anthony Adenolfe, 6446 Sheriff Road, Zone A1, SBL number 198.00-1-51, Lot 2, Township 9, Range 7, Request an area variance to install a 20-foot by 30-foot garage forward of the primary structure. No accessory structure shall be located within the front yard or required side yard, section 144-24A1B.
Will the petitioner please step forward? Please state your name and address for the record.
Anthony Adenofi, 6446 Jennifer Road, Berkshire Park.
Okay, please tell us how we can help you this evening.
Well, what I want to do is put a 20 by 30 garage on my curb on my driveway. I don't want to put it behind because it's going to obstruct the nature behind my house. I don't want to take out a bunch of maples to do that. I think logistically it will work out perfect because of the turnaround. Park my tractor in there and stuff like that. So that's looking at the...
Thank you. Does any member of the board have any questions for the petitioner? We'll start with Mike.
I guess my question would be, is there any way that that garage could be turned so that you could move it back alongside your house rather than the front of it?
The problem is if I turn it and I move it back more,
right.
I don't have access to my driveway without going through my lawn. I want to be able to park my tractor in there and go forward instead.
Okay, my question is, if it wouldn't be a right angle, that's correct? You would have to move it?
Yeah, I mean, look at my house, I have to turn it.
I believe it's gone. I'm assuming the same that the siding and so forth is going to be match or coincide with the siding of your house.
Yeah, I don't know, Ken. I think I might want to do maybe that siding or something like that. Something to complement the house.
Okay, so it'll complement it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I heard that. Jimmy Van Dahl would be my architect.
Okay. That's all I have to do.
Wow.
What are you going to do with the space?
Basically, storage for my tractor, my components that I use to brush hood right behind my house, and my pet. I just want to keep the attachments out of the weather.
The trailer's not going to go in there.
Pardon me?
Will the trailer go in there?
There be.
There be.
There be.
No, the trailer. The trailer that I have, the camper that I have right now, is just there and then probably June or move it out to it or something like that. But today.
All right. Thank you very much.
Go ahead.
Have you discussed your plans with any of your neighbors? On either side?
Matt Cross is my neighbor who I sold my house to. The way to look at it, I mean, it's probably that visible from the street anyway because it's tucked behind the brush on the front that it fits the
window. Okay, thank you.
And I have no questions. Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak on behalf of granting the variance? Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak on behalf of granting the variance? Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak against granting the variance? Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak against the granting of the variance? Public discussion is now closed. Does the secretary have any communications either for or against the granting?
No.
Thank you. Board discussion?
I think it makes sense.
Joy?
I agree with Bob.
I'm going to close discussion at this point. Is your board member prepared to make a motion on the request?
I would make a motion. Make a motion for approval of the case as presented. There's going to be no undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood or detriment to nearby property. Benefit cannot be achieved in any other way except for the granting of variance. The request is substantial. The fact that the adverse effect on the physical or environmental conditions of the neighborhood district, difficulty self-created for that to exclude the granting of variance. So I move for approval as presented.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
On the question? Hearing none, we're ready to vote. Mike?
No.
Kim?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dwight?
Yes.
And I vote yes. Your variance request is approved. Good luck.
Thanks.
Will the secretary read the next item of business on the agenda?
File number 1025, Julia and Jason Pierkak, One Deer Run, Zone R1, SBL number 173.19-1-1, part of Lot 61, Township 9, Range 7, request an area variance to construct a 20.25-foot by 31-foot deck on the side of the house with a 14.25-foot side setback. Side setback in an R1 zone is 15 feet. Section 144, Attachment 15, Schedule of Height, Lot, Yard, and Bulk Regulations.
Would you please state your name and address for the record?
Michael Anderson, Abstract Architecture, 313 Broadway, Buffalo, New York, 14204. I'm here representing the homeowners. Jason is here tonight if you have any questions directly for him.
Okay, would you like to present the case, please?
Yeah, we're proposing a covered rear patio to the in addition to the existing home. As you're aware, it is 1.2 feet too big for the side setback. The only people impacted by the approval of this variance is the homeowners themselves. They own both properties that are immediately behind them. One has kept this green space. The other has an outbuilding and a patio on it. We have worked diligently with the homeowner. The patio itself is sized to be appropriate with the house, which itself is not a small house, and their intended use of it. It will be a private patio for family and gatherings. Beyond that, I'm actually here to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. Does any member of the board have questions for the petition? We'll start with Dwight.
I have no questions.
Bob?
I have no questions.
Kim?
I have none.
Mike?
None.
The chair has none.
Come on, I was hoping we could just... Can I have a barbecue under and more welcome to join us?
Did you speak with any of the neighbors?
Jason has spoken with all of the neighbors. They all received the letter notification, and none of them are here.
Thank you.
Let's see. Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak on behalf of granting the variance? Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak on behalf of granting the variance? Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak against the granting of the variance? Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak against the granting of the variance? Public discussion is now closed. Does the secretary have any communications either for or against the granting of the variance?
No.
For discussion? I'm going to close discussion. Is there a board member prepared to make a motion on the request?
In regards to file 10-25 of One Deer Run Richard Park, I'd like to make a motion for the acceptance of the variance. There will not be an undesirable change to the character of the neighborhood or any detriment to nearby property. The benefit cannot be achieved in some other way other than through granting of the variance. It is not substantial, and there will not be an adverse effect or impact on physical or environmental conditions.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
On the question? Hearing none, we're ready to vote. Mike?
Yes.
Kim?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dwight?
Yes.
And the chair votes yes. Your variance request is approved.
Thank you very much for your time tonight.
Good luck with the project.
Thank
Will the secretary read the next item of business on the agenda?
File number 1125, Jessica Raven, RH3385 LLC, 3385 Orchard Park Road, Zone B4, SBL number 152.20-4-1, part of Farm Lot 16, Township 10, Range 7. Request an area variance for additional front yard parking. Front yard parking is prohibited, Section 144.10, Schedule of Use Controls.
Does any member of the board have any questions for the petitioner?
I do.
Bob?
How many additional spaces?
So there is light posts, and we're removing 5 to open it up, so it's a total of 19, but minus the original 5.
And along the building?
So, I don't know if I'm going to bring this up, but can kind of, the building sits this way. Orchard Park Road is obviously here. It would be removing the 5 to the left of one of the original light posts that was placed there by the spa, and they would go over to our grassland property that we own. There's also the old stop on water. It's like a waterfall monument thing that hasn't worked in many years. It has to be taken out anyway, and a little bit of a divot, so we need to even out the land. But the proposal is to place it here, and then only a few additional spots with redoing our handicap section, because our other tenant is partial in physical therapy. And so their clients are oftentimes coming out of surgeries or getting physical therapy. So we want to redo where all of the existing handicapped and accessible ones are for them on that side of the building where that tenant is.
All right, thank you.
Billy?
Mm-hmm.
When you came before the board before, you asked for additional parking. Did you have any plans of expanding in the future at that time?
When we first came for the original variance?
Yeah.
Of expanding the parking?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So your build out of your building, you have 3 tenants in it now. Do their hours, are they different times of the day? Is there?
They do overlap. They start early in the morning, and then all of the tenants overlap between 9 a.m. and anywhere between 6 to 7 p.m., sometimes 8 p.m., with the spa having additional hours in the evening for people to get their services after work. So they're all overlapping right now.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Kim? I have nothing.
I'm sorry, Mike?
So all of the parking spots in the back of the building are also filled?
Yes. very large Orchard Park SUV, very tricky. They 3-point turn right now. The garbage can sits back here. There's a tiny bit of land, so they do kind of 3-point turn. Believe me, they've already asked us if we could do a driveway around the other side of the building. It's not possible the way that the land is graded. So right now they're 3-point turn and then they come back around. What would be great about this setup is that if they already see that the majority of that parking is full, they at least have opportunity and they're not, again, holding up traffic here while they're waiting to see if they're opening, if they're doing a 3-point turn, sometimes 8-point turn.
I just have one question for you. As you're coming into the driveway, you usually have two rows of parking. Is there any way that they that could be filled in and you could have another row or two?
So, like over in the front piece, you mean?
As you're facing your property on the left-hand side, behind the existing two rows, could you make room for another?
There's the creek backs up here, and it's pushed itself. I believe the original creek, the original survey, was like a lot smaller, maybe back when it was originally done, and a lot of that brush and a lot of that tree foliage has like moved out over the years, or the roots have grown, and so that stream comes up a little bit closer now, so we can't go back.
At all?
Maybe like a foot to 2 feet at the most.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak on behalf of granting the variance? Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak on behalf of granting the variance? Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak against the granting of the variance? Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak against the granting of this variance? Public discussion is closed. Does the secretary have any communications either for or against the granting of the variance?
No.
Board discussion? Start with Bob.
I think it's okay.
And Dwight?
This is in the architectural overlay area where we don't allow front yard parking or don't desire. Is that true?
I believe it is.
I remember all these came to us and they wanted front yard parking and then they ended up pulling their building forward, but they hadn't built their building yet. I'm kind of on the fence on this in a way, and I don't want to see a lot of front yard parking in an architectural overlay. So I think of this as being a substantial request.
There's still a pretty decent amount of grass landscape there from the original where the building sits to Orchard Park Road. So there still will be quite a bit of grass, and we want to re-landscape as it is because of the aesthetic that we carry for the client. And we do know we have to go before the architectural board as well.
Okay. So I don't know if there's a... I mean, this is our discussion, so I'm sorry. Maybe if there was a way to reflect a parking request. But, you know, the other thing that balances the applicant, the benefits of the applicant, and to see, I'd like to see small business in Orchard Park be successful. And if you don't have enough parking and you want to be successful, there's a balance. So I'm kind of torn on this one.
I echo Dwight's thoughts. I'd like to see businesses thrive. That would be coming to say an empty building and you turn it around. But again, we talk about the parking and the overlay and the front parking. So I'm sort of hitting the back and forth, to be honest with you. Like I said, I need to, single somebody that's trying to do better for the business. Sort of stuff.
Sure.
I'd like to ask Mr. Bailey a question.
Sure.
This architectural overlay question, it's not in the zoning code.
You mean the front yard parking?
No. There is either the prohibition against front yard parking in that area, but can they speak for themselves?
They can, but you can still, you can, this board still has the authority to grant the variance. Is that the question you're asking?
Well, it seems like a lot of this discussion was hinting on the AOD, and I'm just trying to make the point that I don't know if it's proper to take the AOD's consideration in granting the variance for front yard parking in that area or not.
They would only recommend, they wouldn't make the final decision. This board would make the final decision.
All right.
Could we table it till their central overlay district has a say on it?
Well, the answer is yes, you can adjourn it. Tabling it would not be
right. Could we adjourn it? Listen to what they have to say.
Is there someone who wants to make a motion?
I have one more question for the applicant. Is there an urgency to do this now?
Yes.
And what would the urgency be?
To fulfill all the businesses without turning clients away. So right now, if someone comes in to have either an appointment or take any of our classes and there's no parking, there's no community parking anywhere in this district. And so therefore, you're turning down the clients or they're leaving and asking for refunds. And that applies to all of the businesses in there when overlap is happening.
Is the building fully occupied? You're not going to add a fourth business?
No, there's no room.
No room.
Now the spot on water that was downsized by us buying it has kept them afloat. So they were able to downsize and they have seen growth in business by our clientele being in there. We also have a partnership. We see a lot of the same people that are in the physical therapist that come over and vice versa. So we have a lot of crossover now in between the buildings.
Okay, at this point I'm going to close discussion. Is there a board member prepared to make a motion on the request?
I'll make a motion. Regarding file 11-25, I make a motion to grant the area variance as presented. I don't feel that there will be an undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood or detriment to nearby properties. I don't feel that the benefit can be sought or achieved in any other way other than by granting of the variance. I don't feel that the request is substantial. There are plenty of front yard parking businesses along that corridor at this time. I don't feel that there will be an adverse effect or impact on the physical or environmental conditions of the neighborhood. In fact, it's probably a safety issue right now. And while the difficulty is self-created, I don't feel it precludes the granting of the variance.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Oh, sorry.
Okay. On the question? Hearing none, we're ready to vote. Mike?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Kim?
Yes.
Dwight?
Yes.
And the chair votes no. You're approved.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Will the secretary read the next item of business on the agenda?
File number 25, previous file number 2123, Ellicott Development, 4297 Abbott Road. Oh, I'm sorry. I jumped one. My mistake. File 1225, Richard Keppel, 3061 Abbott Road, Zone B2, SBL number 151.12-4-27, sublots 1 and 2, map cover 1410, request an area variance for an 8-foot solid wood fence in the front yard. Maximum height of the fence in the front yard is 4 feet. Such fence or wall or hedge shall in no fence in no event enclose a front yard, nor shall it exceed 4 feet in height. A fence shall be of open decorative design and permit clear visibility through at least 80% of its vertical area. Section 144-22A2C.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Have you signed in already?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, would you like to present your case?
Yeah. I'm Richard Keppel. I'm the homeowner. That's who this is, my other road. Been there for about 7 years now. Got the letter of mail in January. I do have with me a few things. The main reason for the fence is I have two children. We are in sports. My one daughter is in basketball and tennis. The way that my lot is located, that's the only section that's actually flat. We're in the urban area, so the one side of my house is at a grade, and the other side is in front of the parking. So it's only area to get upward the way. It's also a busy street, so I don't want to risk anything happening as far as I'm going to the road and causing any type of situation. I do have with me some information from my neighbors. I also have provided my survey. We also have my next door neighbor's survey as well that shows the fence. It's only thing it's got enough clearance to put on the truck. Any rainfall or anything like that. And then on the first one, though, we have a FOIL request with Orchard Park PD. There's been an individual in our neighborhood who's ill that way. That's caused some stress my kids, so privacy is also a big part for us. It's not in front of the house, it's actually lost up to the side and goes along the catch to our property with our neighbor next door as well.
Thank you. Does any member of the board have questions for the petitioner? Start with Kim.
Fence up already?
Yeah,
it's
not
the
law. Okay,
you put it up without a permit? And I hired somebody and I didn't check permits or anything like that. Didn't take them out.
Okay.
I thought that they were.
What would happen if they would take the fence down or lower it?
If I lowered it, it would take away the ability to use that side yard. Kids, if I lower too much too, it also just the only area of privacy I have our court for my family, myself. Kind of would be also nothing. The other thing I feel like if it's not, if we don't have that ability to play on the side and have some privacy.
I mean, it's a busy street to move on, so it's going to be always busy. That's one of the lots. Kind of limited with what you can do.
So we didn't use the putting the corner out so permanent is treated like a burner to address it. I've done like a lot of options on that as far as trees and maintaining the lawn and yards and I get that, but I enjoy that person being able to there. I've got one of my neighbors even said they're very happy with how
I have other questions, but I'm going to let the board, because I know they probably have some of the same questions. So, this is not.
Mike.
one of the reasons or concerns that you have is the tennis area, the practice area.
Yes, sir.
Could you just turn around and take the other way?
I've got it. My shed is on the other way.
Okay.
And then I have, next door to us, there's a, my neighbor has like a warehouse type situation. So if he goes there, he has this very fence. And we'll be able to, it's a lot of fence, we'll be able to retrieve things and come there very often. It's going to be a little bit of that type of thing. We want to get this up.
If your 6 foot fence comes back up to your shed or not?
It does. The way that I have like a sidewalk here, you know, which is about 2/3 of the way back in, and the way that I have it with the side fence that doesn't go to 7 feet, I think, width, which is, in fact, I'm not sure you have to move around that.
Okay, yeah, I went and looked at it today. It looks like it's 8 foot facing the road. Then on the side it's 6 foot.
Yes, sir.
Are you aware that you could have a 6 foot fence up to the front of your house? What you've done is you've gone and brought it, I don't know how many feet, 6 feet or so, forward of your house. If you, without a variance, could build a 6 foot fence that just comes out the corner of your house and goes to your side without coming in front, you need no variance. And a 6 foot fence is almost an inch.
And we looked at that first, so I can get more pictures of how the house was. So that section of the house is 18 degrees. There used to be old steps on the side there, and I have no idea there until it was right where I put it down. There's all the other things to deal with sitting there. So I don't like getting that moved. So that's why we had to bump it up a little bit to avoid the rock. Because it's inside the house, and it would be a stone foundation, or if the stone's been sitting there for almost 200 years, or it must have been either. Whereas I don't know if that's a foundation laid up against their house. So that's why we're bumping it up a little bit.
How far did you bring it in front of the house?
Maybe from where it sits, and one, I have enough room to actually look out for you without getting too close to it. But that side part there, the side here, that's not connected with it. So I basically have one corner post there that's drilled in and cemented, and then kind of like half floating. That's why I catch a short side there, so I'm not anchored into where that's going.
Could you anchor it to your house?
Yeah.
And run it off instead of having a post up against the house?
I don't
put a bracket?
Yeah, I mean, thing is, though, like, if it's there, then the anchor post, we have to be further back as we're off there, that would be. That was just like, when we looked at it, he said, okay, this is what you should do because where I have to place it. And I don't make anything else around me.
I was just saying, if you put a couple brackets for the cross member and you attach that to your house, then your 8 foot sections of fence, are they 8? Your first post is 8 foot away from your house. And then you could achieve a 6 foot fence.
I don't know if he was thinking too, because we get a lot of wind in that area, so I don't know how it's just siding on that part of the house.
You did have to tie it into, usually in the corner you have sturdy posts. The corner of your house, you tied it in there, I believe that.
That's the front part. The initial part that's a converted porch area, so it's not, and that's why there's nothing above it. It's super old. So it's just, I can just go under underneath and that, you know, it's just 200 years out of the way down, so I don't think we thought there'd be anything too secure as far as that part of the house.
Alright, thank you. No other questions.
Bob?
Sorry, I forgot to repeat something.
That's okay.
The neighbor who is most affected is you face the house to the left.
Yep.
Are they okay?
Yes. Yeah, very. Worked out, you have a previous owner for an owner. Yeah, worked out. So the fence line has been there since before I bought the property. The quarters are there, and they they enjoy it, and it actually gives them their whole area space to the fence now, because we get plenty of protection from RSC, and the nice part is facing that.
Thank you very much.
Okay, do you have some more questions?
No, that's good.
I have no questions. Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak on behalf of granting this variance? Is there anyone in this audience who wishes to speak on behalf of granting this variance? Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak against the granting of the variance?
Yes.
Sir, would you give us your name and address, please?
Yep. My name is Jack Robinson. I live at 3055 Evergo, so I am at neighbor 2 feet left. I understand the variance is for that front part of the fence, but the 6-foot part of the fence is actually on our property. So the back half of it is in 1 foot 8 inches on our property. We put our land survey in there, and it shows that on there.
Thank you. Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak against the granting of the variance?
If I may.
I'm sorry, we're closing at that point. Public discussion is closed. Does the secretary have any communications either for or against?
Just the one that was already dispersed.
Board discussion?
I think the same thing could be accomplished without a variance.
Okay, I'm going to close discussion. Is there a board member prepared to make a motion on the request?
Okay. In regards to file 12-25, I'd like to make a motion to deny the requested variance of the 8-foot solid fence in the front yard. I do believe there is an undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood, or in the detriment to nearby property. I believe the benefit can be sought or some other way of other relief granted for the variance. I believe that the request is substantial, and I believe that there will be an adverse effect or impact on the physical or environmental conditions of the neighborhood or district, and I believe that this difficulty is self-created. Therefore, I guess that the variance be denied.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
On the question? Hearing none, we're ready to vote. Mike?
No. Or yes, that's right.
Bob?
Yes.
Kim?
Yes.
Dwight?
Yes.
And the chair votes yes as well. I'm sorry your variance is turned down.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate your time.
Okay, will the secretary please read the next item of business on the agenda?
File number 325, previous file 2123, Ellicott Development, 4297 Abbott Road, Zone B2, SBL number 172.05-1-1.1, part of Farm Lot 39, Township 9, Range 7, requests two area variances. The first variance is for the entranceway of the automotive service station to be 189 feet 5 inches to the nearest residential zone. Location of exits and entrances. No automotive service station shall have an entrance or exit for vehicles within 300 feet as measured along the right-of-way of an existing school, public, playground, church, chapel, convent, hospital, public library, or any residential district. Such access shall not be closer to any intersection than 30 feet, section 144-29C2. The second variance is for front yard parking. Vehicle parking shall be prohibited in the front yard of B commercial or any area set forward of a building when the majority of the building front is at a greater setback than the front line of the building, section 144-29A4. Note, this is a rehearing of expired variances granted on 1/16/24.
whenever you're ready to present your case.
Good evening. My name is Jeremy Waskell, Planning Development Coordinator for Elgin Development. Here tonight to request the two area variance for disclosed properties at 4397 and 4309 Ash Grove. The board typically granted these two variances at their meeting on January 2024. We go through a short presentation here, and the board may copy any comments and questions they have. Want to flip the presentation? The second picture, we have an aerial overview showing the property outline. It's located at the southeast corner of Adams Road to the Street Road intersection. Our proposed site is approximately 1.2 acres, it's zone B2. And currently, it is an existing parking lot, vacant land, that is mostly used just for hill TBA parking. As I mentioned, we are proposing to construct a Crosby convenience store. At this time, we still need site plan review approval as well, along with the request area variance here tonight. Next page. Here is a copy of the town zoning map, just outlining that both of the parcels we own here at the corner are located in B2 zoning districts, as well as two parcels that are immediately adjacent to the site. Next page. Going to go through a brief project history. We received the initial variances that have been required from the board in January 2024. We have gone through a lot of approvals and board hearings for this project. In March 2024, we received Conservation Board approval. And then the following, later that month, we did present to the planning board, along with the presented planning board a couple of occasions since that time as well. And then in March of 2024 as well, we submitted our special use permit for a drive-in service facility and an automotive service facility in the B2 facility district. Next page. In April 2024, we received our first project review letter from the town's engineering department. And in May, the planning board adopted a resolution to become lead agencies for coordinated environmental review. And in June, we both received a notice from the DOT that they would permit a curb cut along the Sugar Road for the property. Additionally, at that time, in July, June, our planning board adopted a resolution to recommend the special use permit for the project. And in August 2024, the town board adopted a resolution approving the request for special use permit. And in December, we received a new review letter from the town's engineering department. In February of this year, we submitted our latest response letter and we're waiting to hear back from the town's engineering department. And while this has all been going on, we've been working diligently behind the scenes with both the DOT and your county department of public works preparing proposed curb cuts on both Adams Road and Victory Road, along with utility permits and other health of that nature that is required for us in order to get site plan. Next page. Get a copy of our site plan. Since the board approved the requested variances in January 2024, there have been no changes to the site plan in itself. We are still proposing a 4,104 square foot single story convenience store with 6 fencing filling stations with 23 parking spaces. Of those, one of the ADA space and 4 of the EE charging space. Next page. Our first requested variance for primary parking along Evan Road. We are requesting approval to have 9 parking spaces along Evan Road. There will be one group of 4 that are these EV charging stations, and another group of 5 that is closer to the intersection. There is a green space between the parking spaces in the right way. Parking lot along this section will be curbs. And there will also be additional bollards in between EV charging stations and the actual parking spots in order to meet National Grid and the safety requirements of the EV charging stations. Next page. Our second request of variance is for the driveway location and to be within the 300 feet from a residential zoning district along Abbey Road. We are proposing to have our curb cut 189 feet and 5 inches to the nearest zoned parcel in the residential district. And along Bay Street Road, that curb cut is proposed 248 feet and 5 inches to the nearest parcel in the residential zoning district.
Next page.
On the aerial, it better outlines distances from the proposed curb cut to the edge of our property, and then to the edge of our adjacent parcels, which are also zone B2. While they are being used in single-family houses, they're still in a B2 zoning district. It also shows the distance to the nearest residentially zoned property, which they both show on here, are two vacant of land and show the distance then to the edge of those vacant pieces of property as well. Next page. The next three slides are copies of the color rendering that we had previously shown to the board. There have been no changes to these renderings at this time. So page 13 is a copy of our circulation plan, showing the ability for the fueling trucks to have the ability to enter through the site and exit out in a safe manner. I want to mention to the board that for the fueling trucks, the truck drivers do need your special driver's license, CDL, in order to use those, and they have to go through rigorous safety testing and practicing in order to get that requirement, that they have upkeep and do maintain training as well in order to work for the fueling company. But I just want to remind the board of their finding from their January 15th meeting in 2024. One, all public notices were filed. Two, there's no undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood or the detriment to nearby property created. The benefit being sought not to be achieved in another manner other than the granting of variances. Four, the request is not substantial in nature. Five, there will not be an adverse effect or impact on physical or environmental conditions in the neighborhood or district. And six, while the difficulty is self-created, however, does not preclude the granting of the variances. And that concludes my presentation. I will answer any questions the board or the public has at this time.
Are there any questions from the board to the petition?
Is there any change in this presentation?
There is not. There's no changes for our site that's the last time presented.
All right, thank you.
Kim?
Oh,
sorry.
I was going to ask.
Okay, Mike?
I have no question.
Go ahead.
I have no question.
Okay, the chair has no questions. Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak on behalf of granting the variance? Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak on behalf of granting the variance? Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak against the granting of the variance?
Yes.
Okay, we'll take you first. Could you please sign in and give us your name and address?
Runs
right from my driveway underneath and all the way, literally flooding up right up to that. So what's the effect on that is going to be running all the way?
It runs directly beneath your driveway.
Directly under my driveway. So I know traffic is getting more and more. We're not even discussing those things right now. But traffic has been getting more and more where there was times I could not get out of my driveway for 5 to 10 minutes because of evening traffic alone coming from the 219 going up Dixon Street past my house. It was sometimes that much that I had to wait 5 to 10 minutes to get out of my driveway. With fuel trucks coming past us, it's just not even going to be, I mean, if they're coming off of 219, and they're going towards the place, and they're stopping literally right in front of my house to turn in and make a left into the gas. So, to me, it's just really detrimental to my living there. The creep to traffic, the measurements were not correct. Right now, I don't know if anybody has been to that property recently. I don't know if you've noticed, but it is a pig stop there right now. There has been no cleanup since the last building.
That's not germane to what we're talking about, though.
But what I'm saying is, I'm looking at it now. What's it going to look like when this thing opens and all these trucks in and out, cars in and out? The neighborhood is, it's where I live. It's just, it's wrong to say that it's not going to affect us with this driveway right next to mine. So that's all I can say. I mean, I spoke against this in January of 24, so I'm still there. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who wishes to speak against?
Yes, I do. My name is Gary Trella, and I live next door at 4370 Avenue. I've been here before. I'll be in court against the town board on April 3rd. I spoke to the judge today. We're still on, Mr. Davis.
Have you?
Yeah. So the area variance for the front yard parking on the application, which hasn't changed, makes no mention of the car charging station. I'll be bringing the application to court because I'm going to file an Article 78 probably Monday against these variances because I'm pretty sure you're going to approve them right now. Okay, and I'm just telling you, I'm not threatening you because you know I can do it. Okay, I don't need an attorney this time. I know how to do it. I know how to do the filing. It's going to cost me $300 to file and $125 for my process server. And it's going to be on your desk, Mr. Daly. So as far as the environmental study goes, it doesn't include e-car charging stations, which are allowed. Have any of you ever driven an e-car? Do you own an e-car? Anything? Just yes or no, not yet. Okay, so that's a no. Do you know they're as loud as a shock back when they're charging? Not the charger itself, Mr. Wassel. That's like a drill charger. The actual car is running, folks. All the belts, all the fans, it's as loud as a shock back. I Googled it. You can Google it. It should be part of an environmental study, okay? Which theirs is incomplete. I know I'm going to run out of time here. So there's no safety measures for this area of e-charging. And they're going to be so close to the road, they're going to be piled with snow. And then what are they going to do when the Bills fans are walking by those charging stations that have curves up on them? Where are the people going to walk? There are no sidewalks in this project. And it goes from my house to Sandy's house. So there's never going to be sidewalks on that corner. And what just happened? Two cops got there. We're going to get right on that spot. But we can't do a gateway traffic study. That's actually in their application. It wasn't possible. So you know what I did? I called their traffic study people. They said, when do you want us to do it? All you got to do is pay. You can have a traffic study done on any day. So it is possible. Now, finally, for the distances that Sandy's talking about, it's 86 feet from my property line to that driveway. There's no other way you can dice it. Mr. Bailey, I marked it on the road and I took pictures of it, and there's just no getting around it. And if you
30
look,
seconds.
If you look at the email that I sent you folks, did you see the part that had 86 feet to res? You know what that is? That's their architect's drawing. Their architect measured it correctly, and Mr. Wassel and Mr. Hopkins wrote 189. Now, if that's not textbook fraud, I don't know what is. Because fraud is defined as knowingly submitting information you know to be incorrect.
Right.
Thank you. Go Bills.
Is there anyone else who wishes to speak against granting a variance? Please come forward, state your name and address for the record. Anyone else who wishes to speak against? Okay, the public discussion is closed.
Can I ask a question?
Certainly.
Of the petitioner?
Certainly.
Chris,
Chairman. A key point there was made is measurements from the driveway, etc. Do you stand by what you are presenting for us? Because I didn't take a tape measure.
Yes.
and measure it. I've got to rely on what you're saying.
Yeah, so from what Sir Carroll was talking about, so the civil engineer for this drawing, they broke the measurement up into two pieces. So they measured it, the proposed driveway, from the location of the driveway to our property line, and from our property line to the nearest residential district, both of them. So the 86 feet Mr. Kelly is referring to is from the edge of our property line to the nearest residential district.
It's to the driveway, Jeremy.
I'm sorry.
And it's, so if you look at the site plan, it's on page 6. It might be a little hard to read with how small the print is on the driveway. So the proposed driveway is 104 feet and 5 inches from our property line to the proposed curb cut along Abbott. And then for the one in Big Tree, 150 feet to the edge of our property line.
Does the secretary have any communications either for or against the granting of the variance?
One, and it was distributed to the board members.
Board discussion? Mike?
I understand both the concerns about public safety, sidewalks, but those aren't the issues that are asking about here. I don't see anything that's changed since their first request, and my
Dwight?
The last time this came before us, I voted against it. I haven't seen anything that's changed my vote. I look at page 3 of the displays they gave us. It lists all the types of businesses that they could put there that would need this variance. So I feel the benefit of developing this parcel can be achieved in another way through other than through granting the variance. I feel it's substantial, and I feel this would cause an undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood.
Bob? I was bored when the reason came, and since there's no change, I'm for it now. I might add on the comments about the measurements.
I agree. I was for it the first time, and I don't see any change to it. But you know, the comments about safety is, you know, always a concern, but it is going to be a busy area. It's a bigger stadium, and it is deep. It's only deep too, so there's going to be some kind of business that is going to draw some kind of traffic, foot traffic, car traffic. It's not going to be empty. It shouldn't have to be empty. Somebody owns it properly. So, again, there's been no change to the layout of the plan, but I'm okay with it.
Is there a board member prepared to make a motion on the request?
Well, just before.
I'm sorry, sir. Is there a board member prepared to make a motion on the request?
I would be willing to make a motion.
Okay.
Make a motion for approval as presented. There's going to be no undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood or detriment to nearby property. Then I can have received in any other way, request not substantial. There's not going to be any adverse effect or impact on the physical or environmental conditions of the neighborhood district. Difficulty self-created, but it is necessary to include the creative concerns. So I move for approval as to them.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. On the question? Hearing none, we're ready to vote. Mike?
Yes.
Kim?
Yes.
Dwight?
No.
Bob?
Yes.
And the chair votes yes. The variance is approved.
Thank you very much.
Okay, is there a motion to adjourn? Is there a second? All in favor?
Aye.
If you're from the high school and you're looking for signatures, any one of us can sign for you.